For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Devotions and prayer life. The most effective preaching is spirit-filled preaching, and such messages must come from a spirit-filled messenger. A successful ministry is much more than an ability to present the doctrines, teachings, and practices of the church correctly. Our statements may be accurate, logically presented, and theologically sound, but if we do not have the unction from God upon our words, our efforts will fall short to the detriment of those who hear us. Our sermons must be born of the Holy Spirit and anointed by the Holy Spirit in order to move hearts toward God. One way we receive this divine unction is through personal communion with God. Therefore, our time spent in prayer and meditation upon the Scriptures is all important. Spiritual growth and vitality requires intentionality. Casual reading of the Word and incidental prayers are inadequate and cannot be depended upon to provide what we need. One lesson we must learn is that while service to others is part of our God-given responsibility, it is no substitute for focused prayer and time spent in God's Word. Our schedules may be full, but we must refill our vessels at the divine fount, and this takes place through personal Bible study, meditation, and earnest prayer. Our service to God must be an outflowing of our being with God. He is more interested in what we are becoming than in what we are doing for Him. Personal Bible study. The Bible presents many reasons why time spent in Bible study is vitally important for the Christian. Among them are: it helps us to mature as believers. It provides necessary spiritual nourishment. It keeps us from sin. It brings blessing into our lives. It teaches us God's ways. It offers guidance. While these benefits accrue to all who spend time in the study of God's Word, they are especially vital for us as ministers because we have a God-given responsibility to feed the flock of God. We must avail ourselves of the spiritual nourishment and instruction in His Word in order to have something to give the flock. Meditation. Closely tied to Bible study is the practice of biblical meditation, which is the act of pondering or thinking deeply on Scripture. In Joshua 1:8, God promised Joshua success as part of the fruit of his meditation on the Word, telling him that he was to meditate therein day and night. The psalmist observed that the man who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates in it day and night will be blessed. Time and patience are important elements to effective meditation and examination of the Word. One Christian writer observed, "Meditation upon God's Word is fast becoming a lost art among many Christian people. This holy exercise of pondering the Word to get its sweetness and nutritive virtue into the heart and life takes time, which ill fits into the speed of our modern age. Today, most Christians' devotions are too hurried, their lives too rushed." Prayer. The necessity of personal times of prayer was established by Christ Himself. He often retreated to places of solitude to pray. As followers of Jesus, we are to do no less. As ministers, we should pray alone. We should pray with other ministers. We should pray with the workers and saints in public prayer meetings whenever possible and for as long as possible. We should pray as we work, as we travel, as we counsel, as we do all the work of the ministry. In other words, we should pray without ceasing. If the people under our preaching are to mature as Christians, it can only be accomplished as we lead the way. The holiest individuals of Christian history were those who made regular study of God's Word and prayer an absolute priority. It was not that study and prayer were a method used to attain holiness Rather, a close walk with God was the result of those times of communion. That should be our goal also. There is no scarcity of the springs of living water if we are willing to dig for them. It is often hard work to do this. It will require discipline to persevere in meditation and prayer. Sermons that compel people to respond to God will cost the preacher a high price long before he or she stands before the people.